Welcome to Deeply Disturbing Things,
the podcast.
I'm Macy.
And I'm Naomi.
And we're two professional counselors celebrating our centennial episode.
100 episodes, baby. And Woo. They said it couldn't be done. They said it wouldn't last. And yet here we are, proving them all wrong.
We've been heckled online. We've posted anyways.
We do it for us. Fuck them haters.
We've had people say, who needs another crime podcast? And we said,
it's not a crime podcast. That's what we said.
You're wrong.
That's what we said. You're wrong.
So, welcome. Thanks for being here.
So I wish we're videoing right now because we are doing something completely different. We are upstairs in the baby's room. We spent 3.5 hours yesterday putting every single one of our episodes up on the wall and figuring out the categories and the connections.
Which isn't just 100 episodes. That's 200 topics because I had 100 topics and you had 100 topics.
Yes, it was a lot of work. It was really fun.
Sorry, meth fell off the wall. Let me get put it back up there. I think the baby tore meth down.
Let meth fall off the wall and keep the baby away from the meth. That's a good rule to live by.
I just love that your granddaughter got to sleep in a room where the whole entire bedroom wall is covered in the world's most deeply disturbing things.
The world's most deeply disturbing things. Luckily, she can't read yet. It's all just words, no images.
I had dreams about sorting because we spent 3.5 hours sorting all of these cards yesterday.
We were in the zone. Like, I was finding the episode numbers. You were sticking them to the wall.
We had a method.
We had a method to our madness.
Yes.
And then we decided after we categorized them initially, we'd try to find the connections to other categories. And so we lived out a lifelong dream that we've had to make a wall where things are connected with red yarn. And so that's where we're standing right now. Oh, and we're standing. That's another thing.
We're holding our mics so that way we can walk around and look at things while we talk.
We've never done this.
Normally
we'll see how it goes. We are untethered.
Well, we're still technically tethered.
But we have a medium leash.
We are
normally
doing...
we just sit there.
Yeah, this is better for our bodies too.
This is.
To stand.
You got to see my standing desk that I work at all day.
Literally
every day.
Like 7 books stacked.
And games.
And games. Yeah. Was it Canasta?
Settlers of Catan.
Okay. Similar.
Twister.
Twister. Yeah. Some good thick boxes. That's important.
Yeah. I was trying to get the thickest ones. Yeah. I think Stratego's in there.
Yeah, it's very, very modern.
That's where I've been standing this last year plus now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's right there.
So we get to stand today. And cheers, everybody. Kunpai from our
Kunpai.
Last episode. But 100th episode. Yay.
Yeah. So I thought of a couple questions that
We
can maybe save till later or do now.
Okay. Well, first I just wanted to do you remember when we first started? The humble beginnings.
Well, maybe we should go back to those humble beginnings and describe them.
Yeah, let's do it.
Like when we first sat down for episode one, we literally had no plan whatsoever. We're just like, let's do a podcast.
And I had my handheld recorder and I was like, I've recorded songs on this before. We can try.
Yeah. So we sat it between us. The sound was
horrible.
Fucking terrible.
Yeah.
You could hear everything around us because
except for us,
I live by the trains. And so everything was very apparent. And we really didn't know what we were doing. I think we talked about for the first couple books. Books that we read.
Psychological
thrillers.
Yeah. What do people love talking about books? Because they're, nerds like us.
People love talking about books and drinking wine. So the first couple. And then we're also kind of talking about disturbing stuff in our own lives or that we'd heard about. And then it just sort of blossomed from there.
Well, and our format, what we've done ever since the beginning is we would just show up. We would each pick a topic ahead of time and we wouldn't tell it to each other because we didn't want to ruin the genuineness of conversation. So nothing scripted. We just want to research something, learn more about this thing in the world, and then share it with a friend.
That's right. And we're both research nerds. And so this really fits in. And so that's one thing I really love about our podcast is that it is entirely unscripted and for the most part, unedited. We've only edited one episode, and that was because I was personally traumatized.
And I felt like as a good friend, I had to do that.
Yeah. So, and that's, yeah, that's been really a good opportunity for growth for me to put something out there in the world that is unscripted and unedited.
Speaking our own truth. And I just want to say a huge thanks to our fans. I see that we actually have a couple of people who I don't recognize, but thanks for being here. But we do have some like diehards who show up every single time.
Shout outs to the diehards.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, I'm just going to be frank. My dad, thanks for from day one listening to me butcher every story you've ever told me. And then Sachi, thank you for listening. This was actually Sachi's idea to do our mapping.
Good idea, Sachi.
So thank you,
Sachi. Because I don't like hot wings. I did not want to do that.
It would have hurt me for like 3 days.
Suck those tendons off of chicken bone. So thank you.
Who else do we want? You want to do the other shout outs?
Well, Paul was in the kind of forced have to fan base of the beginning. You know, we had our like root 3 or 4 people in the beginning.
Still here though. You know, they never started chanting at us to stop. So that's a good sign.
That is a good sign.
Because they could have.
And then we got a shout out to Jesse's Clear, who was our first fan that was not somebody forced to listen to us. And she says we are her favorite podcast out of 100 podcasts she listens to regularly.
And she sent us alcohol through the mail, which was kind of fun.
Mushroom magnets.
Mushroom magnets.
Mine's on my fridge right
now.
Mine too. I love that. And then Sherry Jenkins is another.
Yes.
Jim Jam. There's somebody that lives in Sun Valley.
Saffron. I may be saying that wrong, but and there may be others too.
There definitely are others too.
Yeah, we have almost, I don't know, somewhere in the like 53,000. No,
not thousand.
I'm lying. 5,300 something subscribers on Podbean. And Instagram, we got a big chunk. I don't know. Yes. You've been working on that.
I really want to know each and every person personally that listens to us, because part of me is like, why? And so, I mean, if you reach out,
we don't need to know.
I will definitely have a conversation with you and give you a shout out. Like, I do want to know who our listeners are. I'm curious.
And we have a lot of people internationally. It's really cool, from other states. It's awesome. So thanks everyone for listening. Today, is different than every other podcast we've ever done.
You know, and that's
I don't have a topic, and it feels weird.
Frame it like that, because we're just, you know, coming off of Pesach. Oh. And that's like one of the 4 questions is, why is this night different than all of them?
Oh, are you going to ask me questions?
No, well, that's one of the questions.
Do I get to actually answer, or do I just...
I don't think you know the answer. It's a Jew thing.
Oh, it's a bigger question than me
framed
thing.
Yeah, you framed that question. It sounded very similar. It reminded me of the 4 Passover questions. So let's maybe describe what we're looking at here.
Okay. And there are, if you aren't friends with us on Facebook, you can go ahead and find us. We actually posted pictures of this yesterday, so you could see our...
In our group.
Yeah.
In the group.
Deeply Disturbing Things group. All right. Do you want to share
I describe my half, and then you can describe your half of the wall?
Yeah, sounds good.
So we came up with categories for our topics, and we have a lot of categories. We did try to like make it succinct, but we still have a lot of categories. So over by me is murder, death, and disappearance.
Which I would just like to say, most other podcasts like this, that is their only category.
Right.
That's one.
So just wait to hear how diverse we are.
With no planning whatsoever.
The high quality variety you get with us. We have religion. We have science and technology. We have medical. We have human experiments. We have cryptids. We have celebrities. We have sports. We have adventure. We have media dangers. We have creepers. And we have abnormal. And we mean that in the most empowering way possible.
We really
This is abnormal in the sense of normal is not
and
goal. Like abnormal can be boring. Good. Yes.
Normal is definitely boring.
Did you already hit creepers?
Yes, I went
okay.
here.
Oh, you so, went there. Yeah, okay.
You can take okay. over.
All right. So on my half of the child's bedroom, you already did that?
No.
Okay. Why didn't you do that? That's like right in front of you.
Fine. Tragedies, accidents, and disasters.
Good. Did you do that one?
No.
Why not?
I didn't see it.
It's all in a row.
Sorry.
Do your part. Okay, entertainment. All right. On my side, we have social injustice, animals, which has a lot, mental health, aliens, prison tales, crime, drugs, government, cults, paranormal and the occult, history, psychology, and these two are closely linked, scary children and growth.
They are closely linked. We had a red yarn, but a lot of our red yarn sadly fell during the night. So it's kind of looking like we're in a room of red limp spaghetti.
It is, yeah.
Did you say government?
Yeah, I did say government.
Government.
Just a quick moment here. Jim Jam said, I just wanted to say congratulations on the 100th episode.
Aww.
Thank you, Jim Jam. We love you. Betty, thank you for being here and, you know, passing up the Ron Burgundy podcast to come and listen to us.
How does the sound sound? We're in a totally different room. It feels a little echoey to me.
It does, but we've been up here before. It's already getting hot. We know this feeling.
We know this space. This is our old pod base, long time
ago. It is, yeah. Okay, so diving in, our goal today, we wanted to give you, instead of a new topic like every other time, we're going to talk about our connections.
Some of the connections.
Because every time we meet, we have something where we're like, oh, that relates to that one topic I did. By the way, I've learned so much during doing this podcast about so many random things. And now I'm like back pocket. Let me tell you about.
No, I'm that person at the party that can converse on anything now.
Oh, yeah. You want to hear about the Hanford nuclear facility?
Let me tell you.
Yeah. Oh, do you need to
know? You
want
to know who's cut off their penis? I can give you a list.
That's great. Do you want to know about Pied Piper?
Dangers of meth? Let me tell you.
Yeah. I don't know. You want to talk about spiders? Why not?
I don't want to talk about spiders.
Do you want to talk about how dirty airplanes are? I got you.
And we have facts to back it up. That's what's great about our podcast. It's not only quote unquote entertaining, but it's quote unquote educational.
And I have to say, there's still one topic on all of these that I legit learned nothing from, which I'm just going to own right now.
Maybe you should call it out right now.
I am. Is Stonehenge. That was a topic I did that I did a lot of research for, and I still couldn't answer actual questions.
Can you find it?
It's right here. It's up by history. It's in the history category. That's episode 85, if you're curious. I presented a lot of information, but like none of the questions anyone actually would care about.
Like where is Stonehenge?
I don't know.
You didn't know. Okay, this is
well, remember, I could helpful. Tell you like thousands of miles from this other town.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
Why, where, when? I don't know.
All the five W's in the
I can
H
tell you
missing.
About like maybe the size of the stones and the shape.
That's cool.
So, you know, there's the topics are only as good as the research done. And I am always a procrastinator, but I did put some good thought into a lot.
Let's pick a category.
All right. Let's
do a connection.
Okay, I would like to start with...
Oh my God, is this like Jeopardy?
I know, I kind of feel like I'm like looking at the wall, like which one? Do you want to pick a category first?
I want to pick abnormal.
Abnormal, okay. We read off our podcast topics that we've done in abnormal.
Sure, we have vampires, furries, tickling, freak shows, cannibalism, wisdom teeth, freeze-dried pets, nudism, and ABDLs, which stands for adult baby diaper lovers.
Can you tell me why wisdom teeth ended up in abnormal again? I asked you this yesterday, and I feel like I just appeased you and put it in that category.
Okay, here's the thing. You left a lot of the categorizing to me, and
yeah.
I didn't Is know on you? A couple, and I just guessed.
Okay, but like that was the best. That's
Where
clearly medical.
But it was your personal story.
About getting my wisdom teeth pulled. It's medical. How would that be an abnormal because I experienced it?
Oh, no.
Put it over there. Here, stick it over there. Fine. You stick it.
I'm not.
You're pulling a connection with it, but keep going.
This is why we use temporary stickum.
See, this moment you all get to correct with us.
Okay. So let's do a connection.
Thank you, the good, the bad, and the ugly for the 100th episode.
Woot, woot.
Thanks. Freeze-dried pets.
So freeze-dried pets.
Oh, that was one of that was my topic.
That topic was fucking hilarious.
On point.
Episode 27, if you're curious. So what can we connect that to?
So first of all, freeze-drying your pets is a thing you can do. It is different than taxidermy.
Can do, not should do. Let's clarify.
Can do. And it's actually fairly expensive. Believe it or
not.
You know
those like vacuum bags where you can save closet space by like putting all your clothes in a thing and sucking out the air? Like, imagine that, but with your fucking dog.
Dead dog.
Dead dog. Dead. Disturbing.
They're dead first, in all fairness.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, they are dead
first. Or else, if you go the other direction, we go into the other topic of the kitty.
Kitty.
The murderer dude.
So where should we connect freeze-dried pets, though, too? I mean, that can go to animals.
Yeah, definitely animals.
Yeah, so we can connect it to animals.
Okay, so up here in animals, then, we have categories. We have hippos, spiders, bees, the tiger mauling of, what is his name, Roy Horn?
Roy Horn of Siegfried and Roy.
Siegfried and Roy, yeah. Pet rocks, because obviously animal. And the Jersey Shore shark attacks of 1916. And the dark side of otters, who are dirty, filthy, nasty creatures.
Yes.
Yeah, they're really bad.
So we can connect the hippos episode to drugs because I started off that episode talking about Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos and how they are completely taking over Colombia.
Yeah.
Which hippos they are not native to, by the by.
By the by. And hippos are scary.
They're super scary.
They're really scary. But baby hippos look like little, like...
They don't look real to me.
No, I agree. They kind of look like an animatronic, like...
Yeah, I mean, their little ears doing that, like...
Maybe like thing. A shaved puppy dog.
Their little tails flinging the poo.
poo fans. Which we found out that's for, like, territory marking.
Yes, their poo is how they claim their turf. Mm-hmm. Look at how smart we are.
I know.
Oh my God.
Everybody should know more about hippos.
So now we're in drugs.
We learned a lot about drugs.
We did.
I'm actually surprised this category wasn't bigger, to be honest.
We have meth, the history of cocaine, the rapper who cut off his own penis because he was on PCP. I mean, there were other factors, but that was one of them. LSD and therapy. And then the sad demise of Whitney Houston due to crack cocaine.
And that's what was episode 92.
Episode 92. Yeah. Yes.
Did you already mention the rapper one?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't. Okay.
The rapper's name was Kreisberg.
Gotcha.
He's still alive. He does interviews on this experience.
After he cut off his penile.
Apparently, the little stubby is still.
Ooh, I made a connection. I made a connection that we didn't have. Are you ready? I'm excited. Okay.
Tell me.
So, rapper who cut off his own penis. 2, prison tales.
Oh, God.
Prison tales about penis shaving, penis and the balls being shaven off.
Can you please review that?
I mean, not well, but
just a little summary.
Okay, so all the prison tales are basically when I got too lazy to bring a topic, I would phone in my dad who worked at a prison for 20 years and he would share a prison story. So this specific one was about, I believe a man who got a hold of, what was it?
A razor.
Like just the blade part.
Yeah. Probably. How you can break them out of those like temporary disposable ones.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, why are we giving those to?
Right.
I don't know.
and he literally shaved the skin off of his.
No, he shaved the whole ween off.
The whole ween off and the balls?
I think it was 2 separate incidents if I recall correctly.
Okay. And he,
I mean, is your dad listening? Can he?
Yeah, he's confirm. In there. He'll confirm or deny.
I think it was like shaving it off bit by bit until there was like nothing left.
It was like a hack job. Yeah.
I mean, I am just cringing right now.
Well, so that made me think, though, of the rapper who cut off his own penis while on drugs.
Penis connection.
Penis connections. What, were there any other penis connections? I feel like there has to be.
I don't know, but maybe some of the other prison tales.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I just thought of one. Holy fuck.
What?
The balloons up the butt.
The balloon up the butt prison story? Well,
yes. We'll connect with Balloon Boy.
Oh,
which Balloon is Boy. Over here somewhere, I think.
Balloon Boy is, was that a
Media Dangers.
Media Danger.
Episode 49, I talked about Balloon Boy. I watched this live on the news, this whole Balloon Boy up thing. Situation, and I was fucking terrified because I believed there was a little boy in there that was exactly the same son age as my son Asher at the time, and that
floating
was,
away in a balloon,
he's gonna fall to his death and we're gonna watch it on live TV. I mean, I was riveted. And may or may not be a hoax, we don't know. Listen to the episode, you decide. I present all the angles. I like to present all the angles and let the people decide.
Yeah.
The yeah. peeps. I mean, I do present my own opinions, but I don't always. Like, I don't want my opinion to be overshadowing.
Why are you staring at me so focused? Like, why are you saying this little...
I'm in a crouch.
I don't know why you're, like, soapboxing and staring at me right now. Can you stop?
But look at my crouch. Do you like my crouch?
She's really loving the fact that she gets to hold the microphone like she's on stage. Like, we're talking to...
And not intentionally, I'm wearing a leather skirt. Just to play into the whole rock star thing.
Yeah, you're a rock star. Well, moving on. Why don't
all right, so you got to connect now something from Media Dangers somewhere else.
Okay, I have to finagle myself with all my cords over here. Okay.
Everybody, imagine when you break into a museum and there's those red, like, laser beam security things, and you have to duck or jump. Ooh. That's what we're in the middle of.
I'm
like,
tangled in red.
Red string. String.
Okay, I got a connection. We have Media Dangers. Episode 9 was about the dark web.
That was very disturbing.
That was. The dark web has a lot of really disturbing stuff. Because I think I shared actually about a
poor little girl that got abused.
Yeah, they shared like an abuse video and they were selling videos of it on the dark web. So that's episode 9. And I'm going to pull that up to science and technology for 500, please.
What are you going to connect it to?
I think I'm just going to connect it with... maybe cyber currency or cryptocurrency, because a lot of how they were buying and selling was using like crypto stuff under the table.
Connection.
Thank you. Your turn.
500.
Oh no.
For the win, Macy. All right.
Do I get real points or is it just paid in wine?
It's just crypto or what's the FTN?
Just stop.
NFT. Okay. Oh, gosh. Can I make a connection here? So in science and technology, we have asteroids, black holes, the whole Mars One fiasco. The question of whether or not we're living in a simulation, I say yes.
I say no.
Cryonics.
There would have been a glitch by now that we all would have noticed.
I noticed the glitch all the time. My life is a fucking glitch.
Bernstein Bears doesn't count.
Bernstein Bears counts.
Is that the glitch?
That's everything. No, I think somewhere around 2012, 2013, something changed. I got switched into a different path.
The leather. You bought a leather skirt.
I bought a leather skirt at that time.
Wait, does your shirt button up in the back or are you wearing it backwards?
No, it buttons up in the back.
Okay, it's just like all the way up. But it looks like it's backwards. Like you'd get
style.
You'd get made fun of at school if you wore that shirt somewhere.
Well, luckily I don't go to school.
Yeah.
Sound. So that was where I talked about, you know, there's sounds that can make you very anxious or make you poo yourself.
The brown note.
We talked about time travel. Ooh, there's my link.
Ooh, time travel.
Time travel.
What so episode
I'm
going to
link that to our special interview with theoretical physicist Fabio Costa, who's basically our BFF.
Which, by the way, how cool are we?
No,
that
I can't link it. It's in the same category.
But that is a cool thing. We actually had a real live, and it's a video.
And he was Italian.
And looked like Fabio, and his name was Fabio.
And he was cool.
He was cool. And he started having never listening to a podcast ever. And
that was very brave of him.
Very brave. Maybe stupid, some might say. And you could tell he started very serious. And then he transitioned. And
because he got our vibe.
He was like, oh, they're trying to be funny. And then he was appeasing us. And it was great.
No, I think he was having fun. I was trying to be in my best, smartest behavior. It was very challenging.
Hey, we came up, like, I actually...
Did we drink during that episode?
I legit learned something. I was.
Was for I? Sure. I can't remember.
I think so. I learned actual science during that.
No, I learned so much. I actually listened to it a couple more times after that just to take in the nuances. Okay, so help me connect something to somewhere else.
No, you do it.
Why is there so much pressure?
Stop giving me your job. You literally came up with this idea.
Well, it was like on the fly, and now I'm like, this
don't be
is
a
hard.
Hypocrite. Do
it's
it.
Hard when it's me.
Well, you still have this whole side of the wall if you need to further journey.
Okay,
out.
I'm gonna further.
So
journey.
I'm gonna go ahead and transition just while you're thinking of that.
Okay, thank you.
To both of our like the biggest flop episode.
Hey.
I'm gonna say it.
Billy Whack Monster.
Billy Whack Monster.
Was it a flop?
My dad actually called it out earlier in the chat and said he can't wait for us to talk about the
Hold
Billy
on.
Whack Monster.
What do you mean by flop? That seems harsh. Let's explain.
Am I wrong?
No, you talk. I'm still trying to make a connection here.
The Billy Whack Monster was not scary. It was just like awkward and weird, and it looked like an Easter deer, like that people were scared of in the woods. And it there, but there was like, I don't know, it didn't seem scary. It was just really outlandish and
you know,
odd.
That was me being lazy that episode, I have to be honest, because I'd done so much research on it. Like I had like put a
you
lot of time
so
into it.
You were so excited about it. I remember. And you looked let down after.
I presented it and then I'm like, this is dumb.
That is part of the risk. You never quite know how your topic's going to go. Sometimes I'll have a topic and have like very little prepared and feel like on top of the world with me. And then sometimes I'll spend like the most time researching and then be like, meh.
Well, there's lots of times I've started researching topics and then I throw them away because there's not enough.
Are you done yet?
I can't find anything that connects to science.
Okay. Connects with from what? Fabio? Science. Time travel?
No, let's connect anything in the science somewhere else. We have to be able to do
what
that.
What about Scientology?
What is that science?
I don't know.
I think that's mortology.
Just so you know, we did put Scientology under the paranormal and the occult category.
We had a lot of debate.
We did.
Does it go under religion? Does it go under cults?
We put that. That's episode
Why
37.
Did we put it there?
No, I put it there.
I'm questioning.
I put it there because there was enough like weird things that don't make sense. And it's more. Actually, it should have been under the culty. Where's our cults? We have cults here.
Oh, okay. I'm going to make a loose connection because I'm desperate at this moment.
Apparently, because you're pointing at Mars 1.
Okay. Yes. I'm going to connect Mars 1 to tragedies, accidents, and disasters because I think that's what
it's like a future
fucking would be.
It's a future tragedy and disaster to have
it
people.
It would turn into.
Can you explain Mars 1 real quick?
This, the 1972 Andes crash. That resulted in cannibalism. That's what I think Mars One would degrade to.
All the best people in the world would get picked, and then all of a sudden they'd have to decide if they're going
to
eat each other.
You're forced into it. Yeah, I mean, if it comes down to life or death, I'm choosing life, baby.
Okay, all right. So in the
should I describe Mars One?
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's dead now, but for a while it was a really big program where they were recruiting people to repopulate Mars, and they're going to send them off, but. I don't think
And
they're going to be pods and they're going to.
There's always pods.
They're going to eat Soylent Green.
Yeah.
It's going to be real neat until it's not.
Until they end up eating each other. So under tragedies, accidents, and disasters, we have.
I love how this has turned into a game show.
I know. I've really enjoyed it.
I didn't anticipate this, but I like it.
We actually also didn't plan for how this would go after.
No, I think too much planning is
ruins
not always
things.
Good.
No, it's scripted. Okay. We have Thai cave boys.
Oh.
We have Dilatov Pass. We have baby Jessica. That was that she got stuck in the hole, right?
In the well. She fell in the well in Texas.
Yeah. You already covered the 1972 Andes crash that resulted in cannibalism. That's I think the episode that I got permission from you that I could eat you.
If I'm actually dead, yes.
You specify that every time.
Well, because I think there might be a moment where I'm like mostly dead, but not dead.
Like, I feel like you don't trust me and like you have to throw that caveat.
No, I think you're going to hit me on the head with a rock
I might.
And be like, all right, dinner.
Well, it depends if you look mostly dead or not.
No, the deal is all the way dead.
How hungry am I? Am I all the way hungry?
So there's a difference between survival cannibalism and
murder. The thing is like, I know you eat well.
Cannibalism.
Cannibalism. It's like cantaloupe. You eat well. That would serve me well.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of probiotics.
Yeah.
Well, I've already said that.
And wine. I'd probably get drunk off of you.
Yeah, it's dinner and drinks. Mm-hmm.
Full free. Cost of a rock. Okay, yeah. And then the Lake Chelan bus crash.
That's a local.
That was a local one and very scary. So yes. That was, I forget how many people died, but it was
almost 30, I think.
Children who died. When the bus crashed on a very foggy, icy day. And they didn't
recover all the bodies.
Yeah, it's still down there in Lake Chelan. It's very creepy.
That's where my ex-husband is right now.
In the bottom of a lake.
No, but I feel like I want to tell him to go to the lake and see if it feels haunted.
We also have avalanches. That was... Yeah,
because we had a local tragedy that spurred that.
Yep, and then we talked about the risks of that. And then, what is this?
Seawall ferry disaster.
Oh, Seawall, yeah.
This was when you brought Titanic.
I brought Titanic.
I brought Seawall ferry disaster. Right. We both talked about giant ships sinking on the same day. So that was very connected. Oh my God.
Stop talking.
Did we just say the same thing at the same time?
So we brought the same one on the same, or similar. And then we talked about the Beirut explosion and the station house fire. God.
Let's pause.
Number one most traumatizing episode still to this day, 200 topics later, is the station fire episode 33.
Well, you watched the video when I told you not to watch the video.
It's already stressing me out. And I did. I watched it. Don't watch it.
Don't watch it.
I regret it.
And this is another reason that I hate the DSM-5 because it specifically states in there that you cannot get vicarious PTSD. I am here to say, yes, you absolutely can get vicarious PTSD just from watching a video.
Well, and that's the whole thing is like we are submerged.
You had hypervigilance.
Social...
You had avoidance. You had all the symptoms.
After I watched the video, I wouldn't, because it was cold, I wouldn't light a fire in my house. I would check and double check. And I thought about it frequently about like, I wonder how fast my house would catch on fire. Would I have time to get out? Cause it was only seconds.
It was like seconds and people were dead.
And the whole place.
You had no way to escape.
And then being wedged in the doorway, like that panic.
That's the image. That image was burned in my mind for 10 years.
Horrible.
Prior to doing that topic.
Don't watch the fire video, Betty.
No, don't watch it.
So, okay, I have to say I was because this wasn't my topic. This was actually Naomi's topic. And she said, don't watch it. And I went and watched it and seriously, like, made me cry.
It's horrible.
Made me hypervigilant and traumatized. It's still. So let me just tell you, it was horrible, horrible, tragic accident based on a music
pyrotechnics
venue.
Yeah. At the show.
And there was no, like...
The foam... ceiling tiles
insulation stuff
caught fire and everybody was suffocated and burned within seconds. It was very fast. People couldn't get out. People were piled on top of each other in the door trying to get out. And part of the reason I wanted to do that is, I mean, I'd never want to have this. So, okay, I'm going to pause and step back and do another.
It's okay. We're already stepped back. So keep stepping back.
I'm going to do another soapbox. Like, I feel like these podcasts, these, you know, where you're talking about other people's
trauma
and tragedy and loss, like it can become exploitative.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I think that there's a line there that I want to not cross. But for me, I was personally traumatized for 10 years from when it originally happened and talking about it. Like that was helpful to me, like talking it out with you and sharing and like diving in and finding the facts.
Well, thanks for vicariously traumatizing me in your healing journey, I guess.
Sorry.
I'm happy to have learned about it though, because being a musician in the past and playing shows, like I can see how all that played out. How people didn't know there was an exit nearby in the back where the musicians
because it wasn't could leave. Yeah,
it wasn't labeled.
And there was somebody saying, you can't come out this way. It's for band only.
And yeah. And
people died because of that.
Yeah. So I get that.
I think
speaking of,
I think if we can learn something, then I feel like it's okay to dive into these. Like if there's something positive, well, we have can pull
to,
out of
and
it.
And we have to talk about the past to be able to learn anything for the future.
I'm not about cancel culture.
No, not
in
at
fact,
all.
If you look behind you on the shelf.
In your child's.
There's my childhood copy of one of the band Dr. Seuss books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to burn it. I'm not a book burner. I'd rather let's look at it. Mm-hmm. It's the, to think they saw it on Mulberry Street. It's a light blue one.
Yeah.
And I looked at it after that whole thing came out. I'm like, I wanted to see what the thing was. So there is, you know, a stereotypical, not positive depiction of an Asian person. They have yellow skin. They have their, you know, chopsticks out, no eyes. But I would rather have that and use it as a teaching tool. Say, this is how Asians were depicted at that time. And let's learn from that.
Are a member of the Asian community. We went to Asian World together.
I am half Asian, bitch. So, and I'm not taking it off my shelf. It's there. I want my kids and my grandkids to learn from it. Rather, because if you cancel it, you can't learn from it.
Well, and that's just like if you think about like World War II and the cartoons that were very racist. That whole thing, like, are we promoting it now? No, but it's good to know where messaging comes from.
Exactly.
Because it does still drive many things today. They just got better at being subtle. We're under the radar.
Yes.
So we need to be aware. Okay. All right. All off right, your back, pedestal.
Sorry.
Kick okay. you off.
I'll crouch again.
I'm kind of curious. Where was the one where you talked about the bridge? Because you talked about, so station.
Which bridge?
Because
the haunted dog suicide bridge?
Station house fire. No, because you talked in California about your fear of crossing the bridges because of the earthquake.
I never talked about the earthquake. Oh,
it was a sidebar.
It was a sidebar.
Okay.
Yeah, I went through the 1989 Loma Prieta quake. I was 4 miles from the epicenter. Completely traumatized me, but I didn't do it as an official topic.
Got it. Okay.
Maybe
you should. Okay. So I need to make a connection. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're in tragedies, accidents. I think, let's see here.
Fun.
I know. I'm going to link Titanic with entertainment.
Ooh.
Because they made the Titanic tragedy into a movie.
They did.
Okay, you want to introduce Leo. Our category?
Entertainment. So in here, we talked about the curse of the Poltergeist movie. We talked about Dark Secrets of Disney World. We talked about clowns.
That was a good one.
We talked about
that was episode six. That was
OG. Early on. Yeah. We talked about how Macy was very upset by the Game of Thrones ending.
Episode 64, if you want to hear me vent about Game of Thrones, which, by the way, they did sign on George R. Martin for future episodes on HBO.
I'm hopeful about that.
Me too.
And we talked about the flea circus. So these are four Macy's and one Naomi in entertainment. So you pulled more entertainment in than me. All right. Wait, do I have to do a connection?
Yeah, it's your turn. I just connected.
Oh, fuck. Well, I'm going to easily connect entertainment with celebrities because they're entertaining. Here we talked about, I analyzed very early on in episode 4, the Leaving Neverland documentary, which really did change my views on Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
If you want to know how they changed, like in what direction, you're just going to have to listen.
What episode number?
Episode 4, and you're going to have to deal with our shitty sound.
I think we updated some of it. I don't remember. Maybe not.
I talked about the death of Kurt Cobain. That was the shitty PI episode. You talked about Dr. Phil. You talked about Princess Diana.
Yes.
I asked the question, was Lewis Carroll a closeted pedophile?
The picture supposed so.
And you talked about the 27 Club, and I was kind of jealous because I would have liked to have picked that topic.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have.
There's a couple topics that you picked that I was jealous of.
Well,
should I list them?
No. There sure, go that. Ahead. Go ahead. Sure.
I was super jealous when you did the Aokigahara Forest, infamous suicide forest.
That was probably one of my favorite episodes.
I was super jealous that you thought of that before me. Were there that's any that you were jealous that I did?
Which one is that? Oh, that's under mental health, right?
Yeah.
Mental health, yeah. Aokigahara, episode 19.
Were there any that you were jealous that I did?
Well, let's see here. Jealous.
Where you're like, oh, I wish I would have thought of that. Damn it.
Gosh, there's been a few. Let me think here. When you did the Barney.
You're jealous of the Barney episode?
Because Barney has always terrified me. If you want a hilarious laugh at the end of episode 86, Naomi gives the play-by-play of
when Barney was killed in the parade.
And the horror.
In front of children.
In front of children.
It was horrifying.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, well, that connects, I think. We can say Barney's a celebrity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And also media dangers.
Oh, are you bringing it back?
And entertainment. But yeah, go ahead. Take it to media dangers. What do you got? All right.
So media dangers. I did the Slenderman case. Macy did the tragic murder of Bianca Devins, which was completely social media related. She also did about OnlyFans. And episode one, she talked about the Fyre Festival. That was just random. Internet content moderators. I talked about that. It's a horrible job. Talk about vicarious trauma.
Well, and that's Betty just shared here in our chat of how you like accidentally see something and you can't unsee it. Well,
you can't unsee
these people. It was their job. Oh, I have a connection.
Okay.
Pause that one. Where's your job? Where's your job?
Good question.
I know the name of the title. It's a cleaning up the
crime scene cleaners. Ooh, good connection. Okay, so that would be, so we're going to connect internet content moderators to crime scene cleaners.
So yes,
in crime,
because sitting and watching traumatic crime videos and crime is right here.
Is it there?
Yes, crime scene cleaners.
Yeah,
cleaning up the last moments of life.
That was a topic
was actually like a pretty like solemn.
It was very, it was very solemn. It was very disturbing. I wanted to present it in the reverential way that my sources presented it. But I think a lot of it was more visual. So I don't know if it really translated to this format.
Yeah. I mean, it was really interesting though, because it's things that you don't think about. Like after those things happen or even a suicide, like it has to be,
or somebody dying of natural causes that isn't found for weeks
in the home, at schools, you know, all those different things that are horribly traumatic, but there's somebody that's their job.
Yeah. I wonder if I could do that.
I don't know. I don't think so, actually. I mean, not to say that you couldn't.
I don't think I could.
I mean,
I'm too squeamish.
I would never hold you back. But I'm going to say for your own mental health, I don't think you should.
I don't think I could do it because I don't even, like when I broke my arm real bad, I wouldn't even look at it.
Yeah, you get grossed out easy.
They do.
Okay, well, do you want to go? Okay, so crimes?
No, it's your job. Crime. Oh, no, it's my turn. Sorry.
No, I think it's my turn.
Ooh, no.
It is my turn.
Oh, no, because I have an easy one. Let me. Oh, my God, we're doing roller derby now.
Get off of
we're
me.
We're totally doing roller derby right now in the room.
Okay.
Oh, and also, if this you're a new too listener, we were both in roller derby for many, many years, and 10 plus years
of hitting each other. I get to go.
We're comfortable with physical contact.
Okay. Under the subject of crime.
Oh my God, but I have such a good one.
Okay. Well, astronaut diapers.
That's what I was going to link.
Pickpocketing. The Oregon black market.
Oregon, not Oregon.
I said Oregon, but it's Oregon. Oregon.
I'm sorry. I heard
Oregon.
Oregon.
I just overpronounced a letter. Don't spill things.
Oregon.
Okay. And then we have Lorena Bobbitt and
domestic violence. Oh, that's another penis one.
Oh, that is.
Oh my God.
Because she cut off his peewee.
We have three penis episodes.
Three penises.
So if we had more yarn, we could do a triangle, penis triangle.
We could make a penis. All right. Sorry, Dad. Okay, so I'm not going to take yours. I'm going to let you actually piggyback off of mine. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go Oregon.
Black market.
Okay. Two, I kind of want to split here. One being medical, obviously.
Oh, my God. I feel like I have a connection, too, from that.
Okay.
No, you do yours
first. No, I'm good. I did one. Medical.
What did you do?
black market organs medical.
Well, I was thinking the organ black market would connect with cannibalism.
That's
wherever that is.
It's up there in tragedies there. And because accidents. Because
remember I talked about, I shared about the caloric content of each different individual body part. And then when I talked about organ black market.
You talked about their sale price.
About the sale price
of each organ.
Each body part. So and that connects.
What, episode 47, if you want to know what your organs are worth.
Yeah, if you want to know.
Some are worth a lot. Some not as much as you think. Penises right. are aplenty. They're penises getting hacked off all over the place.
Are aplenty. I think that just needs to go out there to the world. Too bad we already decided on the podcast name because penises are aplenty would be a really close runner up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. So we'll forget it by then.
I was going to link astronaut diapers to ABDLs because it's diapers. Yes.
Adult baby diaper lovers.
I think that episode I was proud of because I think I helped normalize and bring acceptance to an outsider culture.
Within our podcast, to not build you up too big.
Well, within our 5,000 listeners.
Sounded a little high and mighty there. But yes, we actually did get a lot of new followers from the ABDL community after we did that podcast.
I
actually really liked being able to, because when you tell someone who has no idea about that, they go, what, really? And it's kind of this mean girl place. And I liked being able to say, actually, like, you know, it's an actual community of people like, you don't need to be, you don't need to be mean.
And I think that's the thing with all of the stuff in our
abnormal
thing, like furries, you know,
because cannibalism, even like we talked about the cultural aspects of cannibalism as well.
Yes. That it's not taboo in every culture. Like we can't be Western centric with things.
Yeah.
Or not even Western centric, European settler centric.
Yeah.
Colonialism centric.
Euro settler.
Yes.
Get out of your Euro settler mindset.
Get out of it.
Okay, where are we?
ABDLs.
can I pause real quick?
Yes.
I would just like to say I'm shocked that under aliens we had one topic.
No,
literally everything else has a plethora. Aliens, one. And of course it was you.
I'm shocked as well. I'm shocked.
The 1996 UFO sighting at Ariel School in South Africa.
I am not only shocked, but
appalled.
I'm a little ashamed.
You are. That is your platform.
I absolutely believe in aliens. I mean, I don't think aliens is even the term. I think it's us elsewhere.
Because that's episode 25. Because we had a podcast title called "Homie, Don't You Know Me."
Area 51. Oh, connection.
Area 51 connection. Oh my
God, connected right now.
Where
is that?
Government. Government.
Government.
Government. Area 51. Here we go. So government, we have the category Area 51, the Hanford Nuclear Facility, anti-vaxxers.
Mm. You're looking at me, Macy.
That almost went under cults and the occult.
I'd take that.
And crime.
I would and take that too.
big pharma we talked about. Flat earthers we talked about.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then we had CIA sleep rooms.
That was a good one.
That was a really interesting one. So good connection. Yeah.
Oh, this is so fun.
Okay. I think it's still your turn from ABDLs, diaper lovers.
Didn't we jump?
No, I brought up a random tangent.
I think that's an important
All right, thing. Then tangent from government. You go. I did that.
Okay. Well, I mean, government / conspiracy theories, I think we can probably link that to lots of things, don't you think? Like history.
You have to pick a specific one.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm at the end of my tether. I'm like leaning. I would say history probably has something, but I'm not seeing anything.
Mm-mm.
Damn it.
Go, be gone. Find something else.
Okay.
Okay, here, let's
help me out.
Government. Oh, brainwashing. Yeah.
Did you mention like the government access to that?
No.
Where is it? Yes, because we talked about the MK Ultra experiments.
Where is that?
Human experiments.
Human. Oh yeah.
Oh, let's government. Go to human experiments.
Go run.
Okay.
Why all right. Do we government. Have to run?
Government tracks to human experiments. Human experiments. That is. I can't find it. Where is it? Where's human experiments?
It's on. It has to be on the left side.
Jesus Christ! Why can't? Oh, here it is. Okay, so human experiments. We talked about four. Actually, these are all yours, but I put MK Ultra under government. That should probably be under human experiments.
Did all.
So you talked about the Romanian orphanage study, the Tuskegee experiments, the Stanford Prison experiment, and Unit 731, which was fucking shocking. But I talked about the MK Ultra, but I put it under government. So that's definitely a link.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Unit 731. Was that Japanese?
Yeah.
Okay. I can find a connection already then.
Okay. Well, so can I?
Well, you go. It's your turn. I'm just going to drink my canned wine.
Well, I don't have to do it from that one. So I'm going to go roll right back here. I'm going to go the Romanian orphan study all the way to scary children.
Oh.
The reason I'm doing that.
Why?
Oh, I can't.
It doesn't work.
No.
What were you thinking?
Well, it's not there. Not it's the not one that there. I was thinking of, and there's too many. Yeah.
What are you looking at for?
Nope. Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
It's gone.
I think 731, we can link it to, because that was Japanese, we can link it to the paranormal and occult with the Japanese paranormal games, which is...
Up there.
Up here.
No, it's over there.
Up here. Yes. So our paranormal and the cult, that was our first twin topic
that
episode.
Was,
we yeah. both came with Scientology. We've both come with the same topic twice. Mm-hmm. Scientology and Sasquatch.
Yes. Twice in 100 episodes.
Yes.
Pretty good.
So I like all those paranormal and the cult. Those are almost all mine. You only have one.
I have one, yeah.
So that tells, that's we'll a little about, like psychological profiling.
Let's
right
pause
here.
Really quick.
Yeah, let's pause.
Let's look at the ones and let's just see like the majority. So for example, psychology.
Almost all you.
Almost all me.
Paranormal and the cult. Almost all me.
History. Almost all me.
Yep. Scary children mixed.
Me. Yeah,
no,
that's
half half. Oh no, I only have one.
It's me.
Sorry.
I'm don't scared do of math. Children. Gross, me.
Mostly you. Cults, all me.
All you and cults. Government.
Government. Pretty mostly
split.
You.
Pretty split, though. Animals was a split.
Yeah. Social injustice, split.
Pretty split, yeah.
And actually, social injustice, that's where
that's
I think
our
we
biggest
have
cat.
Second to murder, death, and disappearance. But we, I mean, that's three distinct categories that we comboed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If we broke those out, it'd be smaller. So that's our biggest category. Then but I think social.
I was
injustice
actually surprised,
second.
Yeah, because this category we didn't like plan for.
No, we didn't plan for any of this shit.
No, so
that's the beauty.
So go ahead and share what we've talked about for that.
For social injustice. Yeah. I did pray the gay away camps.
Yeah.
You did respect your elders,
I was
which
talking
made
about,
me sad.
Talking about elder abuse.
You did the history of Pride Parade and violence against the LGBTQ plus community. I talked about health disparities. You talked about state and federal executions.
Which could also be government.
Ooh, connection.
And prison.
And blood diamonds. That was in Africa, right?
Yes.
So we could do a whole Africa string.
Because that could tie to my PTSD in Africa topic.
And hippos. You talked about the deaf community and lack of awareness.
Which could also be history.
Yes. And then one of your earlier topics, you talked about George Stinney Jr. and how he was sentenced to death at age 14 by an all-white jury. Fucked up.
The youngest person to be.
First. Episode 88, I talked about how the U.S. illegally annexed Hawaii.
If you want your mind blown about Hawaii, listen to episode 88.
Listen to it. You will quit Facebook immediately. And then I talked about how rapper Takei's hip hop lyrics from his notebook were used as evidence in a murder trial. That's an episode called Burn Your Journal. I talked about the murder and disappearance of indigenous women and girls and focused on the murder of Tina Fontaine. And then in another episode, I talked about the murder of transgender women of color. So that category is very close to my heart.
Yes. And I think, can I tie that somewhere?
Yes.
Social injustice over to psychology. We've specifically talked about lobotomies.
Oh, yes. Definitely social injustice.
Yeah, I think that's a big social injustice one, talking about the history of mental health and mental health and I think medical in a lot of ways.
It's all about that medical model, that Western model, that patriarchy model.
Mm-hmm. Do we have Freud connection with cocaine?
Drugs? Yes, because cocaine and, was addicted.
And hippos.
Oh, no. Cocaine was not addicted to Freud. Freud was addicted to cocaine.
Yes.
And well, maybe it was mutual.
He started by saying that cocaine was this like miracle drug and that there was no downsides, but he ended up being addicted to it for like 24 years.
Yeah, he couldn't. Yeah.
And yes.
Good connection.
And cocaine. Your cocaine hippos.
Cocaine hippos, psychology.
Yeah.
Social injustice.
Well, and I think Freud now has become like a figurehead of psychology. We actually just mentioned that earlier, of people who are like, I want to go into my childhood. Okay, well, it's okay to like make connections, but staying there and thinking it's that's going to solve everything. Just know that that was created by a man who thought hysteria, which is episode somewhere.
That was our episode, Hold Your Tampon High.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's the episode I got super irate because I just hate how normal things are pathologized. It just makes me so angry. And they're pathologized because the books were written by men who don't understand. Oh, I'm getting angry again.
Well, and it was no shocker that most of the people who were institutionalized were women and children who didn't do what the husband said. That's also a link because lobotomies happen that way a lot of the time. Okay, speaking of that, I'm going to bring us to episode 69 while we're on the topic.
Oh, God.
I'm going to let you take this one.
No, why?
Because episode 69 was where, so that was actually my topic, I believe.
Yes, it was your topic. And it was a beautiful topic.
It was
all about why females.
Or women, if you'd prefer.
Don't have orgasms enough.
And basically how culturally it's often
by females, like, I mean people with vaginas.
Yeah. You have to often feel like you have to lie or minimize your experience for the benefit of the male counterpart.
The partner.
Yeah, the partner. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to be so real on that, but it just ended up with so much anger and shame, and it was just very upsetting to me. Like, I was upset for, like, 4 days straight, probably.
We had our first, I think, podcast existential crisis during this episode. It's episode 69.
Yeah.
We took time off. We took, like, 2 weeks off.
Yeah. Because it's like,
I thought you were mad at me.
I wasn't mad at you. I was mad at everything else but you.
I thought I did something wrong by sharing my topic. And then we had a really good like heart to heart about it, but we saved it for the podcast. So actually episode 70.
We're talking about it for the first time.
It's called The Feels. Yeah. And that's where we talked about it for the first time, like as friends, knowing that like things were triggered for both of us.
So many things were brought up that I'm still, you know, if I'm going to like really dwell into it and dive into it, are still very upsetting. I mean, I still don't feel like I can absolutely be myself in this format.
Which is what was kind of what upset us.
It's frustrating.
Because that was the whole point.
Yes.
Of the podcast.
Yes. I would love, I mean, I'm just so enamored. Unfiltered,
unbridled.
Yeah. Truth. I just admire people that could just be out there and vulnerable and whatever they are, if it's raunchy, if it's this or that. And I just,
I hate that I can't do that. Well, stop hating it, because I think that's just the real truth, that being human is hard and sharing those emotions have consequences. I think maybe people who do that, we don't necessarily see the impact after. You don't see it. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
Well, do you see that I'm strangled right now by my
Yeah, I'm kind of curious how the front of your head's Okay, if you understand how headphones work and there's the cable that's supposed to hang in front of you is now somehow
somehow wrapped. I'm being strangled right now, actually. I don't even know how to untangle this. Can you help me?
It is wrapped around your throat.
I think it's because I walked back and forth and back.
Okay.
And there was too much forth or too much back.
Turn. You're like a dog wrapped around a pole.
No,
on a leash. What?
No, this is.
Why did it go over your head? How did that even happen?
I think it was during my crouch.
Oh gosh. Why are you lifting your leg? All right, she's untangled. Crisis averted.
This is Twister. No, look at my neck. It's all red.
No, I know. It was.
No, I was legit being strangled, and I was trying to like be cool and be like.
I was about to say, I like how you tried to pass it off for so long.
That's what I do. It's terrible.
Again, speak your truth in the moment and not feel like you have to strangle yourself to appease the podcast crowd.
I didn't want to interrupt the podcast and be like, hey, Macy, I'm strangling.
Will you untangle me like a dog around a fence post?
I don't know how to release myself.
Okay, we've become sidetracked. So I would say episode 69 was... What are you...
Sorry. Just need a moment.
Episode 69 definitely, I think, was the most impactful on our friendship, because I think we had like a true, in therapy terms, it's called rupture and repair, of like something happens that like there's a rift.
No, but it wasn't because of you.
I know, but there.
It was just because of the topic.
But if you think about. If you think about relationships in general, not everybody intends for something bad to have an impact on somebody. I'm sorry, everybody. I have to help her. Come here. Stop.
My hair is too silky.
It is so soft. There.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You okay?
It's sort of okay.
All right, you just pick something and talk about it.
Oh my god. Okay. What have we not connected? We haven't connected anything from religion.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Well, we have modern day exorcists, Catholic church abuses, and the Satanic Temple. I feel like we could connect the Satanic Temple.
Scary children? No. Barney? Barney!
To Barney.
Barney, we did talk about that.
Because back in the 90s, Barney was accused of basically being the devil's servant.
Absolutely.
Or the devil.
Possibly both.
Yes, please listen to that episode. It's actually one of my favorites.
That's actually probably one of my like most comic, like I listen to it and crack up.
No, I was crying laughing just during it. And then when I listened to it later, I was crying laughing again.
So one of the other connections that we made, like, okay, well, what category does scary children have in common with everything else? We just put a string between scary children and gross.
Yes, because children are gross.
They are gross.
They pick their boogers. They eat their boogers.
You know all this because there's a child helping us put these up and take them down.
I'm sure boogers are all over this wall in some way or shape or form.
So in scary children category, we have child beauty pageants.
Yes, which I actually had. That was one of my many moments of disclosure.
Yes,
because I admitted I watch like every episode of Toddlers and Tiaras up to a point.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Playlands, the dirtiness of fast food Playlands,
which I wouldn't go in.
No, and then the darkness of nursery rhymes.
That was a fun episode.
Where there's like, what?
That was the episode we sang at the end, right?
No. That's okay, Rainbow Connection.
I thought that was that same
was episode. Was it that?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, what's that episode number?
29.
Okay. I did the Overton Dog Suicide Bridge. Go look up in Animals. Is that 29?
Yes.
Oh my God. See?
Yeah. You talked about the dog. Okay. Well, there's your connection.
No, we are connected already because we both brought those topics at the same time.
Yes. The dog suicide bridge. You want to mention what that is? Because that was kind of an interesting one.
That was a bridge. Was it in Scotland?
Yeah, I think so.
And dogs are said.
I just tried to take a drink from my mic.
Don't drink your mic. Dogs are said to just leap off this bridge to their death. And so I talked about that. And part of it is maybe they're going into the thin place between life and death.
Yeah.
Between this world and another world. And for some reason, we decided to sing Rainbow Connection at the end.
The Rainbow Connection. And we sang it like together.
I don't know why.
I honestly don't remember why. Were there any other ones that you don't remember? Like when you were going through and you were like, what was that?
No, there's one where I'm like, I remember nothing from this episode. There's only one.
I mean, Stonehenge was that for me the whole time, but let me see if there's any that I just honestly can't remember.
No, there was definitely one for me where I'm like, what the hell did I talk about? Because I remember nothing about this. I can't remember. I know. Aww. Our wall is so big. We've done so many. I mean, we're looking at 200 episodes, basically. Well, 198 episodes. Plus all your dad's prison episodes.
I mean...
Oh, crowd psychology.
Yeah, you that was mine.
I literally remember nothing about what I talked about in that episode.
I remember a little bit because I remember talking about the dancing plague.
But that was...
No, it was a different episode. That was
Connection.
Yeah, connection to the dancing plague.
Yes.
Which I don't know.
I talked about crowd psychology. I don't remember what I talked about. That's the only one I didn't remember.
Can I tell our fans of my disapproval of your cryptids?
Yes,
category, because I don't like it.
Yeah.
She made a category called cryptids.
Which Macy had never heard of that term before.
I don't like it.
Fine.
I'm very against this word cryptids. And she put the Billywhack monster there, of course, because it doesn't belong anywhere else on our board. And
I didn't make a category for shitty episodes.
And our matching where we showed up and had Sasquatch at the same time went under cryptids. But I still feel like that could be under like a cult.
So we came with the same or episodes twice. Aliens. Scientology and Sasquatch.
Yeah.
And I put them under cryptids.
Yeah, that was good because I didn't do as much research for Sasquatch. So you really filled in the blanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see here, gross, because we were talking about kids and being gross. Fast food was talked about in episode 33, the grossness of kissing, like actually how like really gross that is, 23. And then you talked about the hot dog eating contests.
Which makes me want to puke just thinking about it.
That's episode 18, that's your number. That's your derby number.
That's my lucky number. That's the number of life. L'chaim to all my Jewy friends out there.
If you see number 21, let me know. I don't know where that's at.
Yeah, what's that episode?
I have no idea. I'm gonna look for it.
We haven't talked about the sports. We only have two in there.
Obviously not sports people.
Except that we've played sports our entire life.
Oh, that's true. That's more like
fun. That's how we met.
Yeah.
Roller derby. And we did that for like
over 2 years. We met car club.
We
met car club. You said, hey, I'm starting this roller derby thing. You should show up. And I showed up on the first day.
Oh.
Stay there for 10 years.
Yeah, because it was cool for a while.
Yeah.
And then when it wasn't, we bounced.
Yeah. Basically, when you left, I had to go.
Yeah.
Solidarity.
So you talked about professional wrestling. And I disclosed a crime I committed. And then I talked about weight cutting and wrestling.
Wait. I've already forgot. What crime did you commit?
Remember when I babysat for the WWE wrestler I was a teenager?
Yes, and you stole from them.
I stole
drugs
and money.
And money. Drug category and crime.
I'm only sharing that because I'm fairly confident the statute of limitations has run out.
Pretty sure?
I'm pretty sure. I don't want a lawyer.
Is that even real?
Statute of limitations?
Yes, this is real. That's why we're not a real crime podcast.
Because we don't know. I'm like, I think it's okay to say I committed a crime. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like if you say, like, if you said I murdered somebody a long time ago, I think they'd still care.
Well, in our field, though, if somebody confesses that, we don't have to report that.
Yeah, but we're counselors and we already, like, aren't supposed to, but they make it so we have to.
No, not if it's a past.
Well,
we only have to report future felonies.
Yeah, current or future.
Like, if there's a risk. Yeah. So if somebody's like, that's why in The Sopranos.
That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She didn't have to report him. I love The Sopranos. Because it was all past shit. Yeah. I mean, she was a lot, like,
but
not realistic, but that part was realistic.
And she's also not a publicly posted podcast.
She's not. She's not a fictional character in a TV show.
She is a fictional character in a TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And we both talked about wrestling, just saying.
Oh my God. Yeah. See, our two sports categories are both wrestling.
Both high contact.
See? Connections. Everything is fucking connected.
Okay, what else? We got creepers.
We didn't talk about creepers.
You haven't dived into creepers, don't we?
So in creepers, we put Jeffrey Epstein, which weirdly, and this is why our podcast is psychic. The day we posted that podcast, he killed himself in prison. Like that day. We did the sexual abuse of the U.S. gymnastics gals under Nasty Nassar. I talked about Joseph Fritzl, super nasty. I talked about incels, and Macy talked about Albert Fish's interest in the monkeys and peewees of children.
Yes. Gymnastics could tie to sports as well.
It could. And Albert Fish could tie to murder because he killed people.
He definitely killed people.
Yes.
I feel like I need to, my dad's prison cow ghost story ties with animals.
That was a good tale.
Ghost cows.
I was like bought into that story.
Scared.
I would love your dad to tell that story around a campfire in the dark.
No. Okay. Can I tell you what my dad's version of scaring the children is? It's me at Halloween with my friends in the loft of a garage watching, I think we were watching The Ring on a VHS tape in an attic.
Which is scary in itself.
Right? In an attic. And then he starts making noise outside and we start peeking outside and there's just somebody like, you just see this figure slashing at the wood on the garage with a machete. Oh my God. One of my friends literally screamed very loudly, and my father chased him around the property with a machete.
Here's the thing. You lived out in the country. You can do that shit.
That was scary.
You do that shit in town, you end up dead.
Shot. Yeah. You end up dead.
So that's the cultural difference there.
Absolutely.
I think we should go move over to our largest category.
Yeah, okay. I'm going
to murder, death, and disappearance. So
this is a huge category.
Be three different categories. I don't know why I put it into one. I think I was trying to be
because we realized how many other things we talk about.
Yes.
Which is great.
So we have a lot of stuff in here that can link to other things. I talked about the murder of Selena, which could link to celebrities for sure. My first and only two-parter, I did the murder of Tupac Shakur followed by the murder of Biggie Smalls. I did so much research on those. I learned so much and I have future ideas to dive in even more into that world and culture.
This was a decent split too. Cause pretty decent. Like I talked about Dr. Death, Robert Yates, the Unabomber, the Confession Killer, the murder of Jun Lin, the Hello Kitty murder, and the death of Elisa Lam. Oh, and the staircase murder. That was the one where, like, they said it was an accident where the wife was, like, at the bottom of the stairs.
Well, it may have been owls. We don't know.
It may have been an owl that's, oh, tied to animals.
Yeah. Animals.
Yeah.
I did two personal ones in here for episode one and two. Episode one, I talked about the time I lived with somebody that was charged with attempted murder. And episode two, I talked about the time my stepdad was actually mistaken for the Night Stalker.
Like by the police.
By the FBI.
FBI.
And yeah. hauled off a plane. So that was serious.
Yeah. Yeah, that was an interesting one too. The body in Dorian Gray's closet. Oh, and I the like doodler. That. Remember yeah. the doodler? That was also like a social justice.
That is social category. Injustice. Yes, because that was a time in San Francisco when the needs of the LGBTQ community were not being taken seriously.
Well, being horribly affronted. And my dad just wanted to add that for his horror night was he flashed all the lights on and off. That was a big part of it to add suspense. If somebody did that in here right now, I'd be terrified. No, I'd
freak the fuck out.
Lights being on is important.
Is your dad still in Oklahoma?
Yes.
Okay, good. Phew. He can't do anything.
Good point. I think mental health, we didn't talk about directly.
We didn't talk about cults either.
Okay, so mental health. We talked about corporal punishment, locked in syndrome, which is that like where you can't move.
That's so scary to me.
When you are sleeping, like say you have a nightmare and you can't move, but you're
those are
awake.
All your topics except one.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. You did texting suicide case.
Which could be murder, but thought it was more mental health because it dealt with suicide.
Could also be social media.
It could definitely be social media.
Oh, that's another category we haven't talked about. PTSD in Africa, talking about mass cultural trauma.
That was a really interesting convo we had.
That was, I liked it. That was episode 97. Loneliness, the impact of loneliness on mental health. And then the suicide forest. Okigahara, 19.
So what have we not talked about here on the wall?
You said cults.
Cults? Where's the cult? Okay. Scientology, so we both brought that.
How did you put it? Okay, I see what you did here. You gave me and let me put Scientology under paranormal and the occult, and then you put it under cults.
Well, you know there was a lot happening last night. And
there was a lot.
I can't be responsible for all my actions.
Okay, they're in different categories, but they can be. It's okay.
So these are all mine.
Yes, everything the cultish.
Cults are all mine. Sense.
You're going to be the next cult leader.
So I have polygamy under here. I have the Tokyo subway sarin gas attacks. I have the Heaven's Gate cult. And I have the crazy town of Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh.
Who has like some of the best
Oregon
cult
crazy
ideas.
Town. Yes. Mm-hmm. No, we've been inspired by Rajneesh there.
Yeah, we literally, what's our name of our projected cult?
Aletheia.
Aletheia.
Which means truth.
Truth and wisdom.
Yes. So, and when I got into the Tokyo subway sarin gas attacks, I initially chose that topic because I'm interested in things that are happening outside of the U.S. because we only hear about things that happened in the U.S. I mean, that's the nature of our news. Like when I learned about the Seawall ferry disaster, I was just horrified that there was such little coverage here. And I didn't realize that was a cult thing. So when I dove into it, I was like, oh my God, I had no idea this was like a cult with this little purple yogi guy, you know, levitating in his full lotus. I didn't realize that that was where that was going to lead. So that was a complete surprise. Yeah. Have you been surprised by some of your topics? Like you started thinking it was going to be one thing and then it completely like opened up and led to another thing?
Definitely the dark side of otters.
Oh, tell me more about the dark side of otters.
Well, I've always grown up with otters being like super cute and like zoo thing. Where you're like, aw. I honestly was really disturbed and I can say I despise otters now. It's like when you find out that you like your neighbor has actually been molesting children in your neighborhood, like you're like, what WTF?
Like that was the quiet one.
Yeah. And you were like, dude, you made me a pie. Like, what?
Ooh. And then you're like, I need to pick that pie up. Right now.
Like you sat and like washed stones on your belly and I thought it was cute. They are little.
Your neighbor's washing stones on his belly. Wait, what?
They are literally rapists.
Didn't they kill children
and
too?
They kill children.
Do they? I mean, otter Wait. Children.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, because it was like it's like a male test. They have like really high testosterone, and they would kidnap the female otters' babies would sometimes end up drowning them in this kidnapping fiasco to try to
testosterone-filled lure kidnapping the woman scheme.
Yeah, like WTF, otters. Are you kidding me?
Come on, otters.
Never knew. Wish I never knew, but now I know.
Now you
can
know.
Never unknow. Station House Fire.
This is our minds expanding and can never go back, which I'm going to take it as a positive.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's things about like the Lorena Bobbitt. Wait, no, astronaut diapers. Which one was the one where she was driving in the van?
That's astronaut diapers.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where she put astronaut diapers so she wouldn't have to stop.
Yeah.
I mean, that's smart.
I mean, it makes sense. Heavy traffic.
And I learned like so much about crime in this, like how I'm going to approach it. Well, first of
all, how diverse crime is.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have your astronaut diapers. You got to rent a car. I learned that in the Tupac and Biggie situation.
Yeah.
That if you're going to do crime, you rent a car, you put on your astronaut diapers, and you don't have to stop. You don't have to have questions.
Oh, and you shouldn't, if you don't want to also get shot and you're an accomplice, don't be in the driver's seat.
Don't be in the driver's seat.
That's a bad idea.
Be in the back seat
or
in a different car entirely.
I was also like surprised how much of our topics tied in with social media.
Yes, we have a lot there.
Social media, entertainment, a lot of crimes, a lot of like dangers.
What I really like about our topics and our podcast is that we can kind of just go on where we're at in the moment. Like sometimes I run on a theme, you know, like what I'm diving into 1 week connects to what I'm diving into the next week. Like when I did tarot cards, and I touched on Aleister Crowley. Like, I'm like, I need to know more about this dude. And so my whole next topic was Aleister Crowley. Like, I like that we have that freedom to do that.
Well, and I like the feeling too. And I don't know if you get this, but I do. Like, I'll be looking for a topic and like, I'll get topic ideas for people. I'll have lists, but it's like you get a right feeling for the day. For in that moment, what do I want to research and learn about and get excited about?
Yes.
And it's not just what's in front of you at the moment or what you have to do. It's I can literally choose anything. What's going to pull me in? And that's different every day.
And that's what I learned from the Billywhack Monster situation.
No, you do not get to save the Billywhack Monster. No. It goes down as literally the worst.
No, but that one. I learned, though, that I really need to be interested and passionate in my topics. And so that was
I could see that.
A learning experience.
I think you're Forrest Fenn, right? Fenn?
Yes.
Hidden Treasure, episode 6. That was one of the earlier on ones that got me excited because it was like a treasure hunt.
Yeah.
And we sat and talked about like real world scenarios where we could go to these different places and look for the treasure. And I think that was one of the first times I was like, wow, like this can impact my life.
Yes. I really have tried ever since Billywhack to make sure I'm coming to the podcast with something that I am passionate about and interested about. Because if I don't have the right energy for it, like I'm doing a disservice to me, I'm doing a disservice to you, I'm doing a disservice to our listeners.
Well, and I think too, I think we've also got to explore ourselves in this, like through check-ins and even just processing how different topics hit us at different times. We've talked a lot about how we're doing. And
sometimes you don't know. Like I've done topics that have hit you really hard and that was unexpected.
Yeah.
You've done topics that have unexpectedly hit me hard. And I love that we can be real about it if we want to. And if we don't want to, like, it's still a safe place where we can just like not go there if that's not the right time or place.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's been very, very powerful in a lot of ways. And I think like being able to disclose how you feel publicly without like feeling shamed for it is really good.
Yeah. I would say that's my biggest personal growth area from this. Before we did the podcast, if I had to do a public speaking engagement,
there's so much wine spilled on the table.
It's fine. Do some kind of like training or workshop. I'll mop it up later.
Okay.
I would just over prepare. And that was my anxiety and yes. lack of confidence. Like, I feel like I had to over-prepare.
That's
like,
literally my whole life is over-preparing for
had to be like, I would be up late at night. And now...
I do better not doing that.
I do better not. I do better winging it. And I never would have had that without this podcast. And I think it's a real strength that I've gained from the podcast is the ability to just be off the cuff with things and have to say things that are going to... hopefully land where I want them to. And if they don't, like, I gotta live with that. It, yeah, I gotta, like, monster. Or yeah. call myself out. And, like, yeah. that's fine. And that's
in
more
a
real.
Safe place and nothing bad happens.
And that takes me more in the direction of where I want to go personally as a person is, is where I can just be vulnerable, find strength in that, be real, be myself. And that's okay.
And I really hope that other people who listen can get this message too, because we've had points during this 100 episodes of people messaging us really mean things.
Super mean.
Really mean. And it always was like all of a sudden we'd have to prepare. We'd say, okay, a lot more people are listening during this time period for whatever reason. Get ready. Because for every 5 really good comments, there's one really bad one. And I mean, what do? We sit with that and we hold yeah. it and we think about it all the time.
Negative holds more weight.
Yeah. And yet we're taking someone who doesn't care about us and their opinion to mean more. But what I've learned through this is that it doesn't. It actually means less. The people who listen, who care, who get takeaway from this, they're the ones that you're the ones that matter. So thank you.
Please reach out if you like our podcast. I mean, I know this sounds super thirsty right now, but it means so much when we get a positive feedback. And I always share it with Macy. Macy doesn't have anything to do with our social media. But if we get like a positive email or a positive post, I always share it with her. And she's like, oh my God, that totally made my day. Like it really does. We don't actually get that much positive feedback. I know that sounds sad. But
I mean, we do.
We get some, but I mean, I know that there's more people out there that like us and aren't speaking us.
Well, there's a lot of, yeah, there's a lot of people listening. And I think that's just part of our passive culture of like, we're going to take it in and not be a part, but we encourage you to be a part.
Yeah.
If you'd like.
Cause this is me and Macy.
But true for us, if we don't have to, they don't have to.
That's true. You don't have to. I don't want to force you into it. But if you're like on the fence about it, I would kick your ass over the fence. And say, kick your ass off the fence and say, reach out.
Because we're pretty stinking cool, by the way. Like, if you're that...
In a nerdy way.
Dorky, abnormal, enjoys this sort of stuff. Like, you'd fit right in. We seriously had to get together where we did macrame because, one, I've never done that. But because we can. And it was just a way to have fun with people that we appreciate. So, yes. Become one of the people we appreciate.
Yes. Should we wrap this up?
All right. Well,
I think we both have the same until next time. Everything's connected.
All right. 1,000 more. Kung Pai.
1,000 more. Kung Pai.
Thanks, everybody.